Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and you are not. As far as my intro goes, I have some of you guys say, bring back the other one. Some others of you say, hey, that's Chevy Chase's old 1970s SNL intro. It is, and I'm going to use it because I need something new, because every 10,000 subs, I get a bunch of messages saying, why do you put yourself down, dude? Like, you should like yourself more, and it's not about that. So I got to change it up because I can't keep replying that I really do like myself and it's just a goof. So I'm going to roll with the 1970s SNL thing. And you know what? If you don't like it, it's an intro. Like, it's better than, hi, and then just going into it. All right, so today we're going to talk. So many of you guys must have seen this on some forum somewhere or somewhere. Because all of a sudden I got a bunch of you guys requesting, hey, there's some articles out there about why women gladly date ugly men and they prefer ugly men. And is there really a chance that a unattractive or average guy like me can get a hot woman? No. Okay, so the truth of it is that I'm going to read through these articles. I've got about four to look through here. And we're going to talk about them a little bit, so let's get recording. And the truth is, you have to kind of read between the lines here. You have to read between the lines. When we see an unattractive guy, or an average guy, walking down the street with a very attractive woman, what do we say? He's probably hung in the wallet area too, probably rich. It's got to be something. Well, of course it has to be something. But if you think it's just his personality and alone, if that were true, if women just dated unattractive men due to their personalities alone, I wouldn't have a channel. Like, we wouldn't be here talking about this, guys. Let's be realistic about this. There's something that a man has that a woman is willing to exchange her beauty for to receive. And so this is not a big surprise. This shouldn't come to a shocker to any of you. So let's read down here. I'm not going to go through all of them, but why women gladly date ugly men and probably even prefer them. Oh, there's a glimmer of hope. Let's read. It's a pretty well-known fact that most women, attractive women, will happily date ugly men. Is it? A pretty well-known fact? I disagree on that one. I don't see a whole lot of hot women's, like the women's that are 8s, 9s, and 10s walking around with guys that are, remember, average is 5. So I don't see 8s, 9s, and 10s with guys that are 3s, 2s, 3s, and 4s. I just don't. But she seems to think it's a pretty well-known fact. Okay. We see it on TV in shows like King of Queens, though I would probably argue that Kevin James is kind of a stud, and really that's exactly the point I'm making, and we see it in our friends. Okay. So let's talk about the King of Queens. Now, for you guys that don't have this TV show, here's a picture of Kevin James. And remember, she's talking about, we'll happily date ugly men. We see it on the TV show King of Queens with Kevin James. Here's Kevin James. I don't know about you, but Kevin James is not unattractive. He is heavier. Yes, he's a bigger guy, but he's not unattractive. If this is the like below 5 range, we're in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So she reads down a little bit, and here's where we're going to stop reading this one. This is what she says. Anecdotal evidence aside, I know for a fact that I don't find hot men attractive. Okay, that's why we're done reading this one, because we can believe nothing else that comes out of her mouth. Because any woman that says, oh, I don't really like hot men, I'm okay. So let's go over here. Real reasons, and these are all the articles that you guys linked to me. The real reasons the hottest girls always date less attractive guys. And I'm going to leave these links down below. I'm not going to plow through each one of these because a lot of them, they kind of go off on a tangent. I think they're paid by the word sometimes. But she goes through and she says, oh, my friends are attractive and they're hot and they wear ultra chic outfits and high stiletto heels and their husbands are all shorter than they were. Well, if they wear sky high stiletto heels that are 6 inch tall, a girl that's 5'6" is all of a sudden 6 feet tall and 6 inch heels. So a guy that's 5'10 is going to be shorter than her all of a sudden. So, and ultra chic outfits are not cheap. Maybe there's a financial component to this. I wonder. I also noticed their husbands were all shorter and they weren't quite as good looking. But she says here, it's easy to jump to the cuff and think, oh, he must be rich. Oh, she must be really stupid. That may be the case in some instances, but certainly not the case for all couples or even most couples. How do we say most couples? I do not see a lot of unattractive guys walking around with attractive women. Recently, as a matter of fact, I've seen the opposite happening because women's standards have skyrocketed so high. Some guys will make a sacrifice just to get in that American cherry pie, to get a little bit of bedroom fun. But she comes down here, and here's the part that they go off about personality and all this other stuff. But the part I wanted to read, I think I still have it highlighted right here. Being the more attractive partner makes women feel more secure. Interesting. So what comes with security? Finances make a woman secure. A man's intellect makes her feel more secure. And the fact that he doesn't have as many options to go out and find somebody else. Those three things all make a woman feel more secure. They say, research has suggested that women tend to put a lesser value on attractiveness than males do. We tend to choose partners who are less gifted in the looks department, and that fact has actually been proven to foster the most secure relationships. Now, I'll pause there and say, I don't disagree. But when you look to it, the less attractive doctor, and I use that as an example because that's a high salary, or entertainer, or lawyer, or very successful professional person, the less attractive would find a more attractive wife because he could provide finances. He had more money. He was secure. And she didn't worry about him divorcing her and going off with somebody else. That puts her in the place of security. Normally, men would say, I am willing to make this sacrifice because I wasn't born with great looks, but I'm a hard worker. I'm a good earner. And that is what I bring. And what she brings is being a good mother and being attractive. Well, that's great, except now we find out again that the divorce rates are still continuing to escalate. Why? Because women bring their own finances anymore, so they don't need the men's finances. They don't need him to bring that portion to the table. But she still has her looks. So if she has the looks and the finance, she doesn't need to look for a less attractive partner. They continue on. Studies in the realm of attractiveness and coupling do tend to show that women in straight hetero relationships in which they are the most attractive partner tend to have more supportive partners overall. Women are evolved at seeking out what they need. We have an understanding of what qualities makes a man the best candidate for mating. We look for emotional wherewithal, solid critical thinking skills, fatherly qualities. Looks don't just play a role on that forefront because in the end, beauty doesn't put food on the table and it doesn't teach your children valuable life lessons. So before you shudder and disgust the next time, and there will be a next time, you see a beautiful woman toting around town with an ugly, sort of, but not guy, don't be so quick to judge. There's definitely more than meets the eye. He could be sweet, caring, and have a sense of humor akin to that of Jim Carrey. It isn't necessarily superficial. Think twice before you cast your judgment. Okay, so that's a fair enough assessment. But again, what happens when the guy brings those resources, she brings her looks, they get in a relationship, they get married, they have kids. The problem is with her looks, she still gets attention from other guys. She wants to go enjoy that. There's no penalty for leaving the family because she gets to keep the kids and keeps his income on the child support. And so she bounces. So at that point, aren't you just then a beta provider? While she either cheats on you or goes out. Now, I'm not saying this in all cases, not all cases. There are women that are steadfastly attached to their guy. But this is not as common, and it's usually when couples get together at a younger age, not as people age. As people age, it gets much more difficult, and women are much more selective, as are guys, as we age up. So this didn't tell me everything I needed to know, because in some ways I actually agree with her that women come forward, but it does make it sound like the guy's just a provider at that point. And normally that would be okay if she didn't have the ability to just bounce on him. And if the bedroom didn't fall off. See, what women fail to understand is that when a guy says, I do, what he's saying I do to is, I will bring the finances to the table. I will bring being a good father. I will bring a strong head of household. I will bring all the values that I can. And that is my portion of the agreement. What I want you to bring to the table is being a good mom, being a good wife to me, keeping yourself attractive and providing the intimacy that I require much more often than women do because of testosterone. And that, because that's the way we're wired. What happens? Well, now there's a big push on, well, if she says no, she means it, and you can't just, you know, push yourself on her, even if you're married. And there's no rule that says she needs to keep herself in shape anymore. And really, she has a golden parachute if she decides to leave you, because she'll probably keep the kids. At best, you'll get 50-50, and she can take some of your fine. There is no punishment anymore. But if the guy decides to leave, guess what? No, so if she leaves, she gets all that. If the guy decides to leave to go find a woman that still is keeping her looks up and still will fulfill the intimacy department, well, he also loses the kids. He also loses the finances. He also loses everything. Then to the next relationship, he can't even bring the financial stability anymore because half of it's going out the door to her. So it's a lose-lose. And I think that's very, very key. You notice it. Nowhere in here does it say that they find unattractive men or ugly men hot or sexy or desirable, or I want to sleep with them. None of that. It goes straight to provider. Next article. It's not for money. Why so many women are dating less attractive men. Again, this is a 5-6-year-old articles. We're moving up to more current as I go. Maybe he has a great personality. Maybe he's rich. Maybe he's kind to her. Maybe he has a huge Richard. There's a multitude of reasons why that hot girl is holding the hand of a less hot man. There are numerous psychological answers behind the quandary that perplexes insecure passerby and jealous men staring at these couples across the crosswalk. Why the heck is she with him? How did he pull that off? Her standards are dipping, or does he fulfill her in some way hot men can't? Someone please give me an answer. Unfortunately for the illiterate, the answer lies with the illustrious Jack Kerouac, who once wrote, "The world will never find peace until men fall at the women's feet and asked for forgiveness." You know what? Women just want their feet kissed. This is an interesting take. Women just want men to praise them and put them on a pedestal. After years of broken hearts and deceit by the hot men we so yearned after, women are really just looking for someone to show a little worship, a little praise. As the Stone Roses so eloquently put it, "I want to be adored." Let's rephrase that, because this is very telling. And again, I'm reading multiple articles with multiple opinions here, but after years of broken hearts and basically being used and abused, the guy sleeps with her and bounces on her. The one night stands, the 1 week stands, the 1 or 2 month relationships with a hot guy finds somebody else to go play with. Women are really just looking for someone to show a little worship, a little praise. I want to be adored. Sounds like a beta provider to me. Sounds like somebody that I want to feel comfortable that he's not going to hurt me. He's not going to leave me. He's going to just worship me. Now, that may be great for the, quote, relationship for her, but how does that help the guy any? How does that benefit him at all? As much as love is a drug, worship is an even easier one to get addicted to. As the divorce rate increases, boys continue to let us down, and our bedroom trysts with hot men only ever turn into one-night stands. Maybe we no longer want to waste our time looking for the love our parents never found. I don't know, my parents found love. They dated, they had a long-term relationship, then they slept together. After they were in a relationship. Shocking, I know. Crazy. I know it's crazy. And they have a great relationship, and they're still married like, 55 years, something like that? Relationships are more likely to last. Here's for you guys. All right, gentlemen, pay attention. You guys that sent this to me, and I don't know if you sent it to me in seriousness or to roast it, but there are some guys out there that say, "I still want a long-term relationship where she loves me." Okay, here's a woman's suggestion on how to make it last. Listen carefully. A study reported in Daily News revealed that women who marry uglier men have happier marriages than ones who marry attractive men. Okay, good start. It's an evolutionary thing. Men are more concerned with the appearance of their mate, true, ensuring they will have good genes to pass on to their children. Women, on the other hand, are less obsessed with the genetic makeup of their children and are looking for stability in a man, not just strong genes. I would argue that this is also why a lot of women will go out and cheat on their good providing man, not use protection, come back, oh, I'm pregnant, honey, and come to find out it's not the kid, the guy's kid. That way she's getting the best genes out there from the hot dude, tall, dark, handsome, studly guy, and then coming back and you're raising one that's not your own, and you're providing everything she wants. Again, not all cases, but it does happen. There is a lot of paternity fraud out there. But again, we're looking for a provider. There's nothing wrong with that. If a woman said, I'm hot, you bring the providing, we'll meet. And but the problem is that contract can get broken and she leaves with all the cash and prizes. It makes sense. Women want to be appreciated and men want to show off their prize. A good marriage is based on compromise. A hot woman can make her man proud and a proud man can make his wife happy. I don't know if a hot woman makes me proud. I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Women will choose worship over love. Your drunk mother, dying grandmother, or overbearing neighbor may have once told you, marry a man who loves you more than you love him. It's scary advice when you're 14, 18, or still grappling in your 20s. But at a certain point, this advice comes back ringing truer than ever.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
This is not shocking. Of course, women, we'd all like somebody that loves us more than we love the other person. It's called security. This is not like a real big surprise, but I didn't know this was a, quote, common saying. I don't know how many of you have heard this. We watch the evolution of our parents' relationships and our favorite celebrity breakups. Women more than men need to feel loved. Women need to hear it, see it, and understand that we are appreciated. They don't want to wonder where your affection lies and have to guess your true feelings. Having a less attractive man means having someone who isn't easily going to drop you for a hotter girl. It brings us back to the idea that less attractive men are more appreciative and women just want to be adored. Well, you know, and they even go on to say, before I get into my thoughts, women are less shallow than men. Guys see through their eyes, women see through their ears and the men's wallets. They don't say that, but I'm just saying that. I'm going to leave this link down below. I don't want to go too long on this, but you notice something. It's, I want to be praised. I want to be held on a pedestal. I don't want to have to worry about you straying. Notice this doesn't say anything about them straying. I don't have to worry about you straying, and you can provide for me. Oh, that sounds like a lovely deal. Except again, you can withdraw your attractiveness by eating too many chocolates in front of the TV and not taking care of yourself because you've got your guy. You don't have to worry about putting out to him as often as he wants because you don't need to. That's not a requirement in a marriage. But he can't just one day say, I'm not giving you money anymore. It doesn't work like that. So he's on the hook, she's not. Of course they want it that way. And if you were to ask most men say, I would love all women to love me, and why would I care about any of them? Because it puts you in a place of power. How is that a healthy relationship when one person has power over another like this? It doesn't. So here's the truth, gang. She doesn't actually want you because you're less attractive. She wants you because you're not a challenge. You won't leave her. You'll put her on a pedestal. You'll treat her like a princess. You'll give her the money. And if she ever gets tired of you, she can take half and the kids. Wow, that sounds like a great deal for you. And here's where I'm going to crush everything that you might have had thinking you had a shot at this. Men's looks matter more to women. Men's looks matters more than women admit, study shows. Uh-oh, science. Even if a guy has a great personality, women looking for a date still hopes he's at least a little cute, a new study suggests. Researchers asked young women age 15 to 29, and that's 15 is going to be for you younger gentlemen in the high school, which I don't think any of you watch. If you're not in high school anymore, the age is 18, don't be weirdos, to 29, to choose potential dates from a series of photographs and descriptions, while women's mothers, age 37 to 61, were asked to select possible boyfriends for their daughters using the same information. Okay, so we've got young, we'll call it 18 to 29, that's the where most men would try to be dating, and then they have their mothers, ages 37 to 61, that are also going to check or select and take part in this, choosing a mate for their daughter or choosing a date, a relationship for their daughter. So we're really getting what women think from the ages of 15 to 61. That covers everybody. That's women. Researchers asked these women to choose potential dates from a series of photographs. They were asked to select possible boyfriends for their daughters, for the older ones. Results showed that a man's looks influence both groups of women more strongly than his personality profile. This held true even if a man's profile was filled with highly desirable personal qualities, such as being respectful, honest, and trustworthy. Both daughters and mothers rated the attractive and moderately attractive men as more desirable dating partners than unattractive men, said the findings published online in March in the Journal of Evolutionary Psychological Science. So, science. The study suggests that women value physical attractiveness and a potential mate far more than they say they do. Oh, so it's what they do, not what they say. Surprising. A professor of social psychology at Eastern Connecticut State University in Wilmette said, previous research on the subject has given conflicting results. Some studies have suggested that both partners and their adult children, especially daughters, may say that personality is more important than looks in a potential mate, with these individuals typically ranking physical attractiveness lower on a list of personality characteristics. However, in real life, that's not how people seem to make these romantic decisions. Fougere told Life Science, that's the author of the study, told Life Science, for example, data from speed dating shows that a man's physical attractiveness has a strong impact on women's mating preferences, Fougere said. So this new study attempted to put the looks versus personality decision in the test of the women. And basically what they're saying, I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'll leave the link below if you'd like to. If you're really good looking, your personality traits are far secondary. If you're a little bit better, like still attractive, but not unattractive or average, then the personality traits matter a little bit more, but still secondary to the looks. And if you're less than average attractiveness, they don't care. Shocking.
No,
they do not want you. If you're average or less than average. Now, does that mean that it's impossible for you to date? Does that mean it's impossible for you to find somebody? No. I have dated women that are exceptionally attractive. They're gorgeous. But I was not in America. I was not in the UK. I was not in Australia. I was in Southeast Asia, and I was in the kind of Ukrainian going down south, like down through, I think I traveled down through Budapest and some of the other cities along the coast there, bordering up against Russia. I had wonderful dating experiences there. Thailand was great. The Philippines was great. South Korea, not so much. Japan, mixed results. But, and Malaysia, great results. Why? It's because of your social value. This, believe it or not, pigment of your skin matters in some of those countries. And in the Southeast Asia ones. And in the kind of the Ukraine and those, just finding out I was an American and traveling the world, meaning I had money enough to travel, and that I was interesting, I wasn't just working a 9-to-5 next door, that made me interesting. But if I were living there, would I have any more luck than other guys? Who knows? That was just my experience. The whole point is you can, though, date much more attractive women. Will they stay with you long term? Doubt it. Will they appreciate you? Doubt it. I mean, I do know the Ukrainian women and the Polish women that I dated were exceptionally high maintenance. Like, I had to bring flowers on a date. You have to dote over them. At least I had to. Now, whether if you're John Studd, you don't have to, but I did. And they seemed to want that. That was part of the courting, romantic, dating relationship part. But in the end of it, is it worth it? And that's something that you've got to, you know, determine for yourself. But for you guys that were hoping, oh, and before I forget here, guys, don't forget betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got almost 2,000 people over there. You can follow along if you want to just read the forums, or you can donate $5 a month and you can actually post and become a member over there. And then you can post stuff and you can put up your own postings, things like that. So the thing you have to ask at the end of the day is it worth it, number one? And number two, are you just going to be funny and charismatic and awesome and, hey, I'm a great guy, and she's going to find you attractive because she's super hot and she knows you're going to be a good provider? No, because are you a good provider if you go out on a date and you go, I am nice and I'm funny and I'm smart and I'd be a great father, and she sees those qualities in you, and then you say, and I work at McDonald's? No, you're still going to have to bring money to the table. She's bringing the looks, you bring the money. And this goes right back to hypergamy. It goes right back to all the other things we talk about, is that women want to bring their looks and their attraction and their sexuality, and men need to pony up with looks are a great thing because women will skip everything for looks. But if you don't have the looks, you still need to be a provider and you still need to bring money to the table and you need to bring security. And she's going to want you to look up to her. I've seen videos of Donald Trump and Melania walking off the plane and he goes to hold her hand a little bit and she kind of like slaps it away a little bit. This is literally probably the most powerful man in the free world that's a billionaire and she's slapping his hand away as they walk off Air Force One. I've seen these videos. So do you think she really wants to be with him? No. Would she much rather or be, and I'm using her as an example. I'm not trying to crap on the president's wife, but I'm just saying, would a woman like her with a powerful, rich guy, does she want to be with him for the providing for the good kids and the education and everything else? Yes. But if she could quietly go off and sleep with the 28-year-old muscular pool boy, would an attractive woman do that? Of course they do. Of course she would. There's a reason why, you know, the kid looks like the pool boy, or you hear stories of the pool boy, is because a pool boy, if you have a pool, that means that you have somebody you can hire to clean the pool that may be attractive, but it also means that the husband has enough money to afford a pool. There's a reason why sayings are sayings. So keep that in mind. So gentlemen, it's not going to happen. I mean, you can date. You're going to have to put in a heck of a lot of effort, but just because you're unattractive, don't think that I'm a nice, awesome guy and that means she's going to fall in love with me, because hot women, coming straight from their mouths, they really don't care. You better bring a whole lot of dinero to the table. No one eats for free. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. And again, follow me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, it is possible to date someone that is more attractive than you. And it goes both directions. But for women, they just need to make themselves physically available for intimacy. And it doesn't mean the guy's going to stay with you, for sure. As a guy, it means you need to bring a lot of finances to the table. And it doesn't mean she's going to stay with you, for sure. There's no guarantees in this. So really, the truth is, it's still a hot mess. It's no better for anyone out there. And the easiest way to survive it is just be safe and learn to be appreciative of yourself.